other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, for those that just joined us, I'm really honored to have physicist James Gordon Prather on with us, former chief scientist for the Army, top scientist at several of the nuclear laboratories, worked in Congress for a prominent Republican senator, been at the top of major defense policy boards. And he has a cold today, but he still kept his interview with us, and just an amazing individual, very impressed by his breadth and width of knowledge. I know we've got loaded phone lines. We're going to go to your calls in this quick segment before we go to break and come back with a longer segment. But before we take a call, just you talked about World War III, going into Iran, if Israel strikes them, then we're sucked into a larger war, which the neocons know full well. What percentage chance, and I understand this is hypothetical, but what percentage chance do you think that this is going to happen, or are cooler heads going to prevail with real conservatives like yourself in and out of government, and basically will the CIA just refuse to lie again, or what's going to happen?
Well, we all did our best before in 2002, beginning as soon as it became obvious, which was the national intelligence estimate that the CIA provided President Bush in September of, actually I think it was made public in October of 2002. And then there was the National Security Strategy. There was unclassified portions of that were made public about that same time. And those of us who've been there and know how these things work saw the signs, and we did everything we could to stop this before it got to the point to where we had 150,000 troops on the border of Iraq ready to go in. But it didn't work. We were not able to stop it.
What do you think the chances are we're going into Iran?
Well, I think what the chances that there will be a strike at some of these facilities. First of all, the European Union is presently trying to work out something with Iran, where what the Iranians will get out of it is they will get the Europeans to essentially ignore the sanctions that the United States has put on Iran and has had on Iran for more than 20 years, almost ever since the revolution 26 years ago. The Europeans basically can't trade with Iran. And yet Iran has got, you know, one of the largest oil production capabilities in the world. I think it's second, maybe.
So what do you see happening? I mean, how do you see the breaks?
Well, I think what will happen is that the Europeans and the Iranians will come to an understanding, and then the administration will say, okay, you've been taken in, you Europeans have been taken in, the Iranians are going to have nuclear weapons, and we can't have that. Israel says they can't have it. And so there will be, we'll look the other way or something like that, and there will be a strike at some of these facilities in Iran. Now, the Iranians are not going to sit still for that. I don't know what they will do, but if they actually were to invade their neighbor Iraq, which they almost did once before, Iraq invaded Iran, and they were repulsed. And then the Iranians then began to cross the border into Iraq. And that's when Saddam Hussein used these chemical weapons against them. Now, if something like that were to happen again, and we're about to have an Islamic government in Iraq that is exceedingly sympathetic to Iran.
We'll be right back with calls. We'll be right back with the final answer on this.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom, and even working dads, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of sleep, lack of strength, lack of stamina, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the spouse, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave Patch. It's safe, non-invasive, and currently is being used by world-renowned athletes. Olympic, professional, collegiate, high school, and little league alike. The LifeWave Patch has even been shown to help with jet lag and related issues. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock, this is truly the answer you've been looking for. Go to www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, that's www.lifewavepromotions.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Dr. Prather, Pentagon physicist, head scientist for the Army, goes on and on, worked with the neocons. In amongst them, a real conservative is going to finish up his story. He was telling about what happens, what could happen if there's a strike in Iran, how this is going to play out. That's how they'll get the war started for the next phase. We'll go straight to your calls. But I do now have the videotape from Saturday night with Mardi Gras down in Galveston, where they had the regular Army out searching and arresting citizens, saying, oh, they're helping the police. All part of getting rid of Posse Comitatus. I want to talk about that. There's just a bunch of other news that's coming up, folks. You want to stay with us. You do not want to miss it. Dr. Prager, finishing up your story, if Israel does preemptive strikes on Iran, they've said they're going to do something militarily. You think it'll be invade Iraq. And then during the break, we were talking as usual, and you were describing for me what this might look like.
Well, like I say, I don't think anybody intends for it to escalate into a nuclear war, but it could easily do that, and that's probably what will happen because, you know, the only country on Earth that's used nuclear weapons against people is the United States of America. And as I say, I was a member of, I worked for, I don't know, almost 20 years, I guess, in the nuclear weapons business in this country. And I don't apologize for that. I think it was important that we have a nuclear deterrent against the Soviet Union. But, you know, the Iranians, we don't need to deter them. They're thousands of miles away. There's no way in the world that they could really harm us.
And they admit that if they went full tilt boogie with an open weapons program, 3 to 4 years.
Do I think that they could do it? No, first of all, they've got to get a uranium enrichment capability. They don't have that yet. And those centrifuges that they've got are basically cast-offs from Pakistan. Pakistan stole, this AQ Khan stole the blueprints and the suppliers list from the Netherlands, from the Urenco. It's a private sector entity in Europe that manufactures most of the enriched uranium for reactor fuel that's used in the world today. The rest of it is enriched in Russia, also using centrifuges. In this country, we don't have any gas centrifuge enrichment capability. We never have ever built a plant like that. So, but the plants that the Iranians are in the process of building are essentially first-generation gas centrifuge plants. And I don't know, they talk about having 50,000 of the things in order to enrich just uranium for a reactor fuel. I don't know how long it would take them, since I say we don't have that capability in this country. I've never ever even been in a room with a gas centrifuge. But the point is that when the President of the United States gets up in the State of the Union address and demands that Iran give up its uranium enrichment program, which it has a perfect right under the treaty that it's a signature.
Well, they play word games. They say the word nuclear. Well, I mean, nuclear, that could be an x-ray machine in the dental office, according to their definitions.
But he specifically stated in his State of the Union message, uranium enrichment. He actually said that. He demanded that they give up their uranium enrichment program. Well, they've made it very clear they're not going to do that. And I expect that there will be an agreement reached between the European Union and and Iran, which will essentially mean that the European Union, Germany, France, England, will essentially, ignore the sanctions that we have had.
Well, I mean, look, even our little buddy England has said they're not going along with this because
that's right.
Because Iran's not a threat, but the globalists want this war. Let's take some calls quickly, callers.
But if we get rid of those sanctions, I mean, if the Europeans ignore the sanctions, and the Chinese and the Russians start shipping them all of this stuff that they want, that, you know. I suspect that Israel and a few other people will say we've got to somehow or another stop this.
But if Israel knows it's not a threat, why do they want to attack Iran so bad?
I don't know that. I have no idea.
Knowing that that will endanger Israel, that will escalate things.
Maybe that's what they want. I don't know.
It's bizarre. Roja in Kansas, then Mike, David, and Chris. Roja, go ahead.
Okay, I watch C-SPAN every day, and so this morning there were two men on. One, they were both journalists. One was from the UK. The other was from Germany. The man from Germany was named Trinkovic. A person called in, a man, and asked him, had he ever seen Infowars.com? Mr. Trinkovic said no. He said, "Well, I have three questions for you." He asked, "Why did we go to war? Was it over oil?" Mr. Trinkovic, this is a quote, he said oil was a side issue. The second question was, then why did Tony Blair and George Bush make up the story about the WMD? Mr. Trinkovic answered, it was not in the interest of either the United States nor Europe for any person on the face of this earth to have weapons of any sort. Then he asked, why did we then go to war? He said that under the Bush administration, that their goal is to establish a new world order.
Well, that's what we're talking about. They're setting up world government. I mean, a couple months ago there was a New York Times article where Rove was quoted saying, we're an empire now, and we make reality, and we'll change reality day to day. I mean, it's getting... Let me ask the doctor this. I mean, you've worked around these people. Have they become delusional, you know, kind of that power sickness that a lot of people get throughout history? Do you think they're delusional?
Well, yeah, I think that's one way to put it. I think that the
when you start saying
if
you control reality...
I've been in the service. I was a naval officer for 10 years. But most of that time I was not on active duty, but nevertheless I had a commission for all that time, and I was in the nuclear weapons business while I was a naval officer. So I know something about the military and the way they think, and then I've been in the Pentagon and all that sort of thing. And, of course, the only way to get promoted is to have wars, you know. And if you have little wars every now and then, you know, you get to be a Colin Powell or something like that. You get to go from being an NYU graduate all the way up to being a chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
So it's a way to make themselves heroes.
Well, I mean, you know, if you tell them to go to war, that's what they do for a living, and that's the way you get promoted, and so they're going to go do that. Now, you try to keep it so that it's just a small war, that it doesn't just get completely out of hand. But these people seem to think that we now have the power, or at least they thought that until they invaded Iraq, that we can do it from 20,000 feet on the cheap with no casualties, and the only people that are going to get hurt are the people that dared to stand up to us. Now, let's hope that the military, the green suiters and the blue suiters in the Pentagon can reason with these people and saying, don't start something that's going to result in us having another Custer's last stand, you know?
Let's go ahead and take another call. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, hi, Alex, Dr. Prather. I sense, Dr. Prather, that you're a very patriotic man, and you were concerned about the threat that Russia posed for many years. But you may have been kind of boxed in by the same mindset that most Americans have, I think. And I don't mean this to sound patronizing, but following up on the last caller, do you appreciate that really the same people who issue orders to our government to Mr. Bush are the people who built up Russia to be the threat that we had to worry about for many years, and who put Mao in power in China? You know, these people actually see Russia and China as the models that they want to build the world on, and America is simply an impediment to them be destroyed, either economically or otherwise.
I guess I'm not sure I understood the question. Do I think that the communist threat from the Cold War
was contrived,
was overblown or underestimated?
He's saying Western institutions, and this has gone public, helped finance a lot of it, and now they've come out and admitted that elements of our government helped put Mao into power.
I see. Well, I don't know anything about that. At the time, I believed that the Soviet Union really did pose a threat to us.
And I think they still do, but they do because precisely the people who can move a Richard Pearl from obscurity into a high post in the Pentagon also can move vast amounts of money into Russia and build them into a threat and issue presidential directives in this country that say that basically disarm us. They will absorb a first nuclear strike.
Yeah, well, it's certainly clear that that if any country can absorb a first nuclear strike, it's China. You know, they got, what is it, 1.3 billion people or something like
that? Didn't Jiang Zemin, his predecessor, said that?
That they could absorb a first strike.
And they don't care about their people.
Well, I don't know that much about...
They're a human resource.
Never been to mainland China. I've been to, of course, Taiwan.
Well, we've already had you for about an hour and 15 minutes, but just one more break, one more quick segment, so we can go to two final calls. Thanks for the call, Mike, with our guests. We'll be right back.
a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the Verbal Advantage they need for success.
To learn more about Verbal Advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200% to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, final segment with our guest. Let's talk to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, you're on the air here on The Alex Jones Show with physicist James Prather. Go ahead, Chris.
Yes, thank you very much for having this guest on. We need more people like him out there to be serving. I had an article in the paper about a new tracker chip that they want to put into waste management trucks. And they wanted to put it in where, well, it's supposed to, if they get lost, it's supposed to save money. And I went on and read this, and it frustrated me because they want to do this worldwide. So here's the new world order coming in to where
everybody... No, and then it scans the RFID that are in all the products, and that's the industry's own documents. I think the question you're bringing up to our guest, again, he's an expert on nuclear weapons and nuclear proliferation, was the head scientist at the for the Army on this. and worked around and in amongst the neocons. But the police state here in America, the neocons, Doctor, as I'm sure you know, aren't just trying to take over the world. They're also getting rid of the Bill of Rights here in America.
Well, I'm not quite an expert on that sort of thing, but I do know, now that I live back in New Mexico again, I left Washington about a year ago, Washington, D.C., returned to New Mexico, which is where I came from, that there are an awful lot of people now in this country that have a vested interest in the war on terror. That is, the Homeland Security Department is employing a lot of people, is spreading money all around to police departments and fire departments. And
while other industries are shutting down, the economy is shifting almost totally into prisons and security and surveillance.
I don't understand how the commercial airline industry is doing as well as it's doing. I mean, they're having record losses, billions of dollars a year, and they can't keep that up indefinitely, I wouldn't think. But I've only flown, I guess, in the last year, three times, and that involves moving out here. You know, when I moved out here, I had to make a couple.
Well, they got that $25 billion payoff to shut their mouths about 9/11. That's a big part of it. Anything else, Chris?
Yeah, I just want to during the Iraqi elections, many Iraqi Americans here are very aware of what's happening. They know about the CIA putting Saddam in power, and they know about a new world order.
Those elections were totally staged.
They were.
It's a joke.
They really were. And there was a handful of Iraqis that I talked to who said this is the most staged election that I ever seen. It's about a new world order. And always the media says, well, they're all for it. They don't know what's going on. They do know what's going on when you talk with these people because they've been through it.
I hear you. William in California, you're on the air, last caller for our guest. Go ahead.
Hi, great show, Alex. The Cheney Energy Report of 2001 basically laid out exactly what they're doing now. They want to double the oil production of the Middle East from 15 million barrels a day to 30 to cover our needs for oil in the next 20 years. The way they say they're going to do that is dominate Iraq, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and Kuwait militarily and politically so we can force them to increase their oil production. And they won't do it without our military occupation because it's not in their best interest to pump their oil faster.
Well, this is a question for the doctor. I mean, obviously oil's a big part of it, but also it's weapon sales, you got to have a new war, and it's about scaring every other country, whether it's Latin America or Asia, into following orders. It's about unifying a bipolar world under a new world order. Comments, doctor?
Well, just what I said earlier, that the ties between Russia and China and Iran are growing by the day. And one of the principal reasons the European Union at the present time is trying to negotiate this deal with the Iranians is because they're scared to death that China is going to take all of the oil that from Iran and from Russia, of course, that they are dependent upon.
Well, I've talked to a lot of Europeans, and I read their newspapers. They're worried about Putin. Why is Europe so afraid of Putin?
Me? I have no idea. I think he's probably at least maybe even better than we deserve as the guy in charge of that mess over there trying to straighten it out. I think his reaction to what the United States did in Ukraine is perfectly understandable. He'd have to be crazy not to object to essentially the neo-crazies pushing the borders of NATO right up to Russia again. You know,
all right.
We're back in the same situation where we had the Warsaw Pact and the NATO standoff.
Let me ask you one final question. Thanks for the call, William. How many conservatives, people from the Reagan administration, like yourself, are upset about what's happening?
I don't know. The chief spokesman we have these days is Pat Buchanan, and he speaks for an awful lot of us.
Very interesting. All right. But then you see Pat sometimes, you know, like during the war, well, he's suddenly all for it, so he's kind of been flip-flopping.
Well, what he said, I think, was once you're in there, you know, you got to... And he's right. You know, it's a tar baby. We're stuck.
Now they want us to jump into another tar baby. Thanks for joining us, Doctor. Take care.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call for C-Minerals at 877-817-9829 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C-Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C-Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69 or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that modern technology has devised a barcode that fits inside a tiny microchip that can be placed under the skin of dogs and children to track them everywhere they go? Did you know they're now working on a chip to place under the skin of human beings that'll let you buy and sell in a global economy without cash, coins, and checks? It's the coming 666 system called the Mark of the Beast in Revelation chapter 13. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to take your order for a free subscription.
I'm the highway patrol.
Welcome back, my friends. I'll just take a few more calls, Roger and others that are holding. After I cover some news, other news issues other than World War III being served up hot and ready for you. All the inspectors there, Iran putting up with foreign domination, which I think is pathetic, UN control. And they've been all over the country. There's nothing even approaching a nuclear weapons program. Globalists don't care. They're going to let America play the part of the bad cop and let Israel play the part of the bad cop and strike Iran. And then Iran is not going to be a pushover. They're going to go absolutely ape. You see, Iraq was because Saddam's entire force had basically been trained here in the U.S., all his officers. They were allies. So the globalists knew the inside workings and could pay them off before the war. And you can't do that with Iran. And it's going to be a mess. Israel says they could attack them any day. It could be this week or 2 years from now, and then we're going to be in serious trouble. And you know, why is Israel going to do this? And we just had one of the chief strategists in the Reagan and then first Bush administration, the head of the Army's board, studying the science, one of the head people at Lawrence Livermore Laboratories, I mean, telling you all this. And they use terms like global government, New World Order. I mean, this is real. This is happening. And they need this global crisis to get this done. And you heard him say the generals want wars. They want to be hot shots. And our children die in the process. Meanwhile, while our government stood by and really helped arm Pakistan, our government stood by and helped arm North Korea. Oh, but they're not a problem. It's Iran. Iran, Iran, Iran. And you can sit there in your easy chair, you know, going, kill them Iranians. Well, your sons and daughters are going to have to do that. And they're conservatively 10 times the problem that Saddam was. That is, if you attack them. It's very, very, very serious. And the Iranians in their history, you know, the Persians don't go around attacking people. But if you attack them, you're going to have a major problem. The globalists don't care. They love a nuke to go off in the U.S. They love hysteria to have the national draft. And see, we tried to stop their reactors and they attacked us. Or the globalists could blow up one of their reactors and then blow something up here and claim they did it. We have the official government plans like Northwoods to carry this out, or the PNAC documents. And to see Operation Northwoods and PNAC, you need to get the Masters of Terror, 9/11, the Road to Tyranny. You need to get Police State 3, Total Enslavement, that gets into all of that. You need to get these videos, make copies of them, buy another VCR, burn DVDs, give them to friends and family and neighbors. Because if you won't take action and warn people, if you won't take action and get these videos out to people, if you won't take action and educate your neighbors, look, we have the majority on our side, the thinking people, the conservatives, the, quote, liberals, at the grassroots level. We just don't have the people in power. We have got to get to the point where their own minions refuse to go along with them, which is happening more and more. Folks, I've got a 9/11 special I'm still offering. My 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. Masters of Terror. My two 9/11 films. 5 hours of video plus. George Humphrey's 9/11, The Great Illusion. Endgame of the Illuminati. Eric Hufschmidt's 9/11, The Great Deception. Painful Deception. 4 videos. We're talking 9+ hours of footage. And a 324-page book. For $59.95, a $53 discount. Maybe you already own one of the videos. Give the other as a gift when you get it. Get the films. Give them to people. Put them on Access TV. Get them out to folks. Get them out to people now. Now, the toll-free number, big discounts going right now, bunch of other specials, just ask about them when you call, is 1-888-253-3139. Don't wait. Dial that number. Get the films. Expose the murdering globalists for carrying out 9/11. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or again, at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. You can order via the safe, secure online shopping cart. And at PrisonPlanet.tv, you can sign up for 15 cents a day. We've got monthly and yearly subscriptions. And get my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other e-books, all 11 of my films, plus 9/11 emergency release, only available on PrisonPlanet.tv for viewers there. Dozens of other films, my weekly TV reports, hundreds of audio interviews, PrisonPlanet.tv. Take advantage of it. Tell you what, let's go ahead and go to Roger. And then I'll plunge back into all this news. Roger, go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. I want to ask the folks to grab their pens. I'd like to give a update here on 5 or 6 bills, so I'm asking for a little space of time here. Unfortunately, there's a lot.
Well, you have to tell folks what the bills are.
Yeah, of course, and I'm going to give the toll-free to the Capitol Hill switchboard. And one of these might be show through by tomorrow yet. That would be the bill perhaps to protect vaccine makers from lawsuits and forbid notification, warning about any direct, indirect, or by implication any safety issue with any vaccine.
That's right, a law where they can force experimental vaccines on you and not tell you what's in them, take off of the printed material even for the doctors, and give them liability protection when you drop dead or go into a coma.
Yes, and here's what's really critical about this is going to be disgustingly combined in the same bill with increasing the death benefits to survivors of service members.
That's what they do. And then then you're against the troops because you don't want us giving them experimental vaccines illegally.
Yeah, so tell them you want that separated into two separate bills, and that's S3. That's the bill to protect vaccine makers from lawsuits.
That's right, S3.
Now, the next one is H.R. 181. I think this is Ron Paul sponsored. It's to require parental consent for biological psychological testing of children. H.R. 181.
Yeah, he's trying to block the funding for New Freedom.
Yeah, now the next one, so vote for that one. The next one, vote against H.R. 418, the Real ID Act. That's a Sensenbrenner section.
And that adds on to the national ID card passed December 16th of 04, a month and a half ago. That adds it to be a regional ID card for the Americas, unifying the biometric code data.
Yeah, it has one other lovely feature. It proposes to suspend any and all laws south of San Diego for a construction of some highway or other. I forget exactly, but while the bill mentions San Diego, it doesn't limit the compass of the law to that area. So that could be anywhere in the U.S. to suspend laws. How's that for a treat? The vote against H.R.
Sounds like freedom to me.
The vote against H.R. 418. Next one is H.R. 259, the Hate Crimes Prevention Act of 2005.
Which should be dubbed the Orwellian thought crime legislation.
Again, H.R. 259, against that one. The next one is, I don't have a bill number, it's just the Social Security United States / Mexico Totalization Agreement, so call your senator.
And that's already being done with 30-plus countries merging our welfare systems.
Yeah, so this would provide Social Security benefits to Mexicans.
Well, they already passed that last year. This is a funding bill.
Well, the Senate, this is an agreement, but the Senate...
Oh, a new agreement. Okay, give me the bill number.
Yeah, the Senate hasn't treated it yet, of course. I don't have the bill number. But next one I don't have a bill for either is the Fetal Pain Awareness Act of 2005.
We want that to pass where they got to tell women that this is really a baby and they feel pain.
Yeah, and okay, then we have...
Listen, I got to get to some news here, Ryan. This
know,
is all real important.
I want to put this last one out and then a phone number. Last one is H.R. 3313 to restrict the jurisdiction of the federal courts on ruling on marriage. That's supported by Phyllis Schlafly. That's H.R. 3313. To pass that, lastly, the phone number for the Capitol Hill switchboard, and there's only one, that Tex Lasso one's dead anymore. So this one is 877-762-8762. Last repeat, 877-762-8762, and God bless all.
All right, take care. Yeah, I was aware of what he gave out, six or seven bills. I was aware of four of them, and he was giving you an accurate representation of those. Sounds like freedom, doesn't it? Just amazing the type of things that are going on and happening. But it's about getting us all in their system. Here's some good news, and on InfoWars.com we have the actual bill posted. And it's a very, very important. New Hampshire introduces resolution to get U.S. out of UN. The state of New Hampshire continues to introduce what some would call unusual resolutions, but considered constitutional and vital in protecting America's sovereignty by supporters. This new bill is there in the legislature states. And it goes on, a resolution urging Congress to withdraw the United States from the United Nations. The resolution urges Congress to withdraw the United States from the United Nations. State of New Hampshire in the year of our Lord, 2005, a resolution urging Congress to withdraw the United States from the United Nations. And it goes into how it's a traitorous organization, and it goes into how clauses and treaties within the UN code actually supersede the Constitution and set up a police state. Which they do. We've covered this many times. The UN talks about all these great rights, but then later says you actually don't have any rights, and our government has signed on to this. And it's very, very exciting, and so I suggest you go to InfoWars.com. I mean, even if you don't have a computer, it's worth it to go get this. And why this is important, you know, go to the library and give it to your state house, because the UN is wildly unpopular, and it should be. And it's a very un-American organization, and we need to pull out of the United Nations. Articles 36 and 34 of the UN Treaty are unconstitutional because they amend the Constitution without the consent of three-fourths of the states. They are also two laws passed pursuant to UN treaty, which are unconstitutional for the same reason. See Reed versus Covert, 35 USN 1957. The UN is insolvent. Secretary General Boutros-Ghali admitted in the New York Times interview, repented in the Columbus Dispatch way back in 93. Number three, Oklahoma is a perfect state to seek to recover the $1.2 billion recently paid by the U.S. on the UN. See attached draft, a proposed Oklahoma lawsuit. And then that's an Oklahoma example of how they're doing this. So, and Oklahoma tried to do this right before the Oklahoma City bombing and successfully passed it, but then never implemented it. So we've got New Hampshire, we've got Oklahoma, we've got a lot of this activity going on. And right before 9/11, I have the selectmen, members of the legislature on from New Hampshire, Ohio, by the way, other articles seeking to do it now. That's a new bill, not just the one back in 95 in Oklahoma. This one here in the New Hampshire Gazette and as well as the Associated Press was introduced February 1st. But right before 9/11, they had almost all the cities and counties ready to pull out under their Article 10 right to revolt clause in the New Hampshire Constitution out of the Union, quote, because of the New World Order and the police state. And then, of course, about 4 years ago, I saw a WorldNet Daily article where a state rep in Arizona was trying to get them to pull out of the Union. And I called her up and said, why are you doing this? She said, oh, Alex Jones, I saw your video, Police State 2000. And she almost got it passed. Got it passed out of committee, but not out of the full legislature. Because the session closed when it was on the verge of passing. They ran out of time, which they usually do. Here's my point. I'm not against the Union, per se. But when the District of Columbia, a private corporation, is dismantling America, butchering the Bill of Rights and Constitution, laying waste to our most basic liberties and freedoms that are God-given, not granted by the state, just enumerated and pointed out in the Bill of Rights, and then Article 10 says not fully enumerated, all other rights are also inherent there under God. I am for states pulling out of the Union. I am for throwing the federal bureaucrats out. I am for them reconstituting the true United States of America, which the Declaration of Independence orders us to do. It doesn't authorize us, it orders us. And for bureaucrats and police listening that don't get this, government is not God. You are not the boss. 93% of Austinites, 98% of Houstonites, Houstonians, I should say, are against your statewide toll roads. You laugh at us and say, we're doing it, we don't care what you say. Now, your own documents have gone public, that you've got plenty of money, that you're planning to privatize it, part of looting, to then let private companies charge and make the money themselves. You're criminals. Now, I think we should elect Ron Paul as governor and have him move to pull us out of the Union. And then get together with these other states. I mean, we could do this, folks. Four states and 400 cities have thrown out the Patriot Act. That's why they're racing to put in the electronic voting machines, because they know we're going to try to do this so they can federalize those suckers, which they already did under the $5 billion Voter Assistance Act. And then they're able to just, it doesn't matter, even the polls were all against it, and we all line up and the exit poll shows we're all voting against something. They just laugh and go, well, the machine says you voted for the New World Order. We've got a window of opportunity here, and I can't do it all. It's up to you to do this. I'm serious. Think big. We can do this. New Hampshire almost did it. They were going to pass it the week of 9/11. And then, boy, they showed up real quick. Just like Oklahoma passed the law to start doing this. Right when, just weeks before, actually 2 months before, the Oklahoma City bombing. That got them back on track, didn't it? We can do this, though. We've got to expose who the terrorists are, the New World Order, so when they carry out further terror attacks, people know who's behind it, who has the motives. We've got to have the states pull out of the Union because it's defunct, it's a fraud, and I don't care if it's five states or ten, we will reconstitute the true United States. It's just that simple, and it's constitutional. And because this sounds so alien to so many people listening, that shows how brainwashed you are. how far away from what this country was meant to be we've gotten. And better do it now than later, folks, because, again, they're going to have 35% of the country now has the electronic voting machines openly run by the government, by the CIA, three of the big five companies. They've been caught in fraud coast to coast. We got to do this now. We got to stop those electronic machines from going in, and we got to pull out. We got to have the states pull out of the union now. You want a solution? This is it. And let me tell you something. It can be done if you start the buzz. If you come up with the particulars and the ideas, I guess I could do it. I have to do everything. I came up with a plan to get the states and cities and counties to pull out a Patriot Act, wrote up the idea. Others picked it up and did it. But, you know, we can do a lot more here. A lot of you are smarter than I am. Now, I can give you ideas. I'm not the first to think this up, but it's up to you to take action with it. I'll hit some final news articles in a news blitz on the other side of this quick break. On this Monday edition, I'm Alex Jones. Be sure and check out PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Of the abuse the globalists are going to put upon us. The limits of tyranny we'll live under are the limits that we'll put up with. They're putting in a high-tech control grid, a prison grid around us, and things are just going to get worse until we finally turn things around. That's the history of the world. We got to think big and accept the realities of what we've got to do. I mean, look at this article here in front of me. It's just amazing. Associated Press, bulletproof cameras ready to patrol New Orleans, Homeland Security grant, hundreds of cameras that are bulletproof. What for? Because it's a war zone type system. It's a control grid wired into FEMA. Another article here, some good news of the American Homeowners Resource Association. Taxpayers cannot be compelled by the IRS to turn over personal and private property to the IRS absent a federal court order. Well, what about a jury of your peers? But before, they just take your house, no order, no nothing. Take your bank account. Again, how's that a free society? How's that due process? The question is, why are federal courts doing this? Because they're getting ready to get rid of the IRS and give you a national sales tax. IBM, Sony, Toshiba to reveal super brain chip. It's not what you think. The superconductor designers from International Business Machines, Nazi architects, Sony and Toshiba will reveal today the inner workings of a supercomputer on a chip they claim could revolutionize communications, multimedia, and consumer electronics. The Cell microprocessor has been under development by the three companies since 2001 and in a laboratory in Austin, Texas. Advanced reports suggest the chip is significantly more powerful and versatile than the next generation of microprocessors announced by the consortium's competitors, Intel and AMD. It's very serious. I need to go read that. Also, hundreds of Iraqis protest alleged voting irregularities. Hundreds of Iraqis have gathered outside Baghdad's heavily guarded green zone to protest alleged voting irregularities in Mosul that they say prevented tens of thousands from casting ballots. And they're saying that hundreds of polling places were closed and shuttered. Men with masks on would push them away and say they couldn't vote. Sounds like America. What's wrong? You got new freedom. Iraq clashes intensify. At least 13 people were reported dead as Iraqi security forces. It shows pictures of the men in the nice mask. Clash with fighters opposed to the presence of foreign troops in Iraq. What's wrong with them? That's freedom, having foreign troops. Continuing here with more of this news. Critics question NASA on safety of the shuttles. NASA prepares a return to space shuttle to orbit this spring. A debate over whether the fleet is as safe as it should be has been building inside and outside the space agency. Well, yeah, after they proved a few years ago with the Columbia that they knew it had problems and told their scientists to shut up. Just amazing. Folks, I'm out of time. I'm sorry I don't have time to take any more of your calls. But I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, on your local AM or FM station, we're very thankful for, or simulcasting 9 to midnight Central on Global Shortwave at 3210. During the day, it's 9.985, the big WCR doing a great job. And also on the Internet at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. A few other articles real quick here in the last 50 seconds. This is out of the Star News. Reposting the New York Times, city laid plans to deliver medical assistance to public after the attack. And it's really just another manifestation of the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, martial law, mass roundup, forced inoculation, which they're gearing back up for, despite the fact that 99% of police and firemen and medical workers refused to take the shots 2 years ago. All right, we are out of time, ladies and gentlemen. As I said, it's an honor to be your host, to engage real talk radio, real issues of real significance that actually affect you and your family Monday through Friday, right here on the GCN Radio Network. That's the Genesis Communications Radio Network. God bless you all.